No matter your age, you've probably heard at least some of the music included in Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Here's a small, small sample.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay?
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love in me.
The touring production of Beautiful is at Walton Arts Center through the weekend in Fayetteville. And this morning, Jacob Heimer, who plays Barry Mann in Beautiful, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk to us about the musical. Barry Mann is one of the iconic songwriters of American music, and he makes up a quartet of songwriters featured in Beautiful. As Jacob puts it, these writers had to create music
every day, turning out, you know, as many songs as possible to hopefully make a hit out of one of them. He was actually writing when he started with various groups of people before he met Cynthia Weil, his partner, who's also his partner in the show.
They eventually fall in love.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm giving anything away.
No, no, no. It's
you can search any pop music book.
Yeah. They've been and they're still in love today. They've been married for years and years and years. They're still working. They're still writing. They fall in love and work together. And that actually becomes a point of contention and how the relationship evolves.
Two of the themes of this are creativity and competition.
Correct.
And it can be a good-natured competition. Someone's writing a song that's really good, but you want to do one that's just a little bit better?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the four of them, Carole King, Jerry Goffin, Cynthia Weil, and Barry Mann, they were incredibly close friends, but they were also incredibly close rivals to the point where they would literally take vacation at the same time to make sure the other couple couldn't write songs while they were vacationing. And it did become it could become incredibly competitive because without a number one hit, you didn't have the money to work there anymore.
Does some of that resonate with an actor?
It might if you weren't. It does not totally resonate with me, honestly, the competition part, except for the fact that when I see my friends do incredible work, it does make me want to do better. And sometimes these songwriters see like, oh my God, but did you see the thing that Barry, Jerry says, you know, but Barry and Cynthia, they're writing these, it's classy, it's storytelling. Maybe we can do that. And Barry sees stuff that, you know, the Beatles are doing and he goes, maybe we can work that kind of guitar work into a song that then becomes a song for the Animals, for We Gotta Get Out of This Place. And then things evolve and you kind of elevate your own artistic status.
Most people, I think, of a certain age are familiar with Tapestry and that era of Carole King.
Yeah.
They're going to be shocked at the number of hummable, recognizable songs came from her and these three other songwriters.
Hummable melodies. for sure. Like you said, people really know Carole for that Tapestry era with, you know.
And rightly so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, best breakup album of all time. You know, they don't always know that she was writing songs for the Drifters. She was writing songs for the Shirelles. She wrote "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" She wrote "Up on the Roof" with Jerry Goffin.
Locomotion when she was a teenager.
Locomotion, yeah, and for her, teenage babysitter, Little Eva was literally the babysitter for Jerry Goffin and Carole King. All these songs. She's remarkable, and they were friends with obviously Barryman and Cynthia Weil, who I play both of them. I'm very talented that way, they were writing songs, they wrote we got to get out of this place for the animals, as I mentioned, Walking in the Rain, they wrote on Broadway with Lieber and Stoller. I mean these amazing people who were just constantly working together to try to squeeze out something. Another number one.
As you might suspect, when we meet Barry Mann, he's big-hearted, but like a lot of creative people, he has his, I don't know if you'd say demons, but he has his quirks.
Yeah, you could say he has his neuroses.
Yes, neuroses.
Yeah. He does have, he is this interesting, in a lot of ways, kind of those classic genius artists who is incredibly neurotic about his work and at the same time has a huge heart. And I think those two things are always in tandem with him and are the reasons why he's so brilliant. And in a lot of ways, I love that because he's the music writer and you can feel that in his music. He has some specific tendencies that can be tough to work with, and he needs Cynthia Weil to balance him out sometimes and get to work.
You met him.
I did.
What's that like, meeting the person you play?
That was pretty surreal. also because I really did grow up with his music. That music was always around my house. I covered one of Barry Mann's early songs with my band in high school. Before he was with Cynthia Weil, he wrote this amazing song with Larry Kobler that I just loved covering with this band. And it was crazy to be with him face to face. But he is this sweetheart. Which was really my big takeaway. And I went, okay, great. So that part of you really does exist. These stories about him as a kid that I read in this one of my favorite books about this era called Always Magic in the Air. Mm-hmm. There are stories of him running down the New York some street in New York, and so I'm going, hey Barry, and he goes, I really don't have time right now. I have five more minutes of studio session. I got to go right now. And he has this, obviously that drive, he took all the money that he had that he was going to use in college and he put it, after he realized he didn't want to study what he was studying, he put it all into the sessions, all of the money he had. So there's this drive, these neuroses, all these things behind the songwriting craft that he's, now one of the most brilliant songwriters of all time.
And we see so many of these icons come to life on stage in the production. The Drifters are in it.
Yeah. I get to watch them off stage every night. It's very nice. And then I have to pretend to be upset about the performance, which is challenging.
Do you write music?
Kind of. I do write music. I don't share it much anymore. Sure.
Is it a silly question? Do you think this would change, playing Barry Mann would change it all? How you would approach writing music, even if the music is just for you?
That's an interesting question. It definitely, it's made me return to it in some ways. I've started writing music on the road now for the first time. I haven't written music in at least 5 years. And just being around these stories of these songwriters and reading these stories of these people and all the books that are about them, and it does inspire music. It's actually made me listen to music differently in some respects more than the writing of it, because I'm already kind of an obsessive music listener. Mm-hmm. So to go back and listen to these tunes that I just assume are greats and that I've heard all my life, it really blows my mind.
And to deconstruct them.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's taking that piano and he's making it kind of a bossa nova. That's interesting. Like, when did that start? Okay, is he relating that to like the Brazilian movement? And then, okay, let's move this forward.
Didn't he write Blame It on the Bossa Nova?
He did write Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And that's not the only time he even used that beat, but that's really good. That's impressive. That's really impressive.
Don't ask me how much is in the 401k, because I won't know that. But I know what
Barry
Mann wrote.
Amazing, yeah.
There's this fantastic film, Gold Star.
Oh.
Which is Robert Vaughn's last performance.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Can you learn something being next to someone who has decades of experience?
Yeah, Robert Vaughn was incredible to work with. The days I was with him on set, I tried very casually to just kind of sit near him. I was a little intimidated just because he's Robert Vaughn. He's a classic. He's Hollywood royalty. Mm-hmm. It was mostly from watching him perform on set, other than the day we kind of accidentally had lunch together, and I had just booked this off-Broadway play where I was going to play a rabbi, and the show is called Soul Doctor, and he just took a beat, and he went, Soul Doctor. And it was one of the greatest moments of my life because Robert Vaughn was using his incredibly mellifluous voice. He was amazing. And watching him in this movie where he doesn't say a word and works so intimately with this woman, Victoria Negri, who directed, who wrote it, and it's about her. It's based on her father. Watching the two of them create this beautiful relationship on camera, all the things that I was intimidated by, you know, the Magnificent Seven, this other bond that we have in America, it went away because you're just watching an actor be vulnerable on camera. And there were some days he goes, I don't know. And some days he would come in with this power. You didn't know where it came from because, he was an old man in that movie. But he brought everything to set.
Beautiful is on stage at Walton Arts Center through the weekend. Jacob, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thanks so much. It was a really pleasure to meet you.
Jacob Hymer is Barry Mann in the touring production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical that is on stage through this weekend at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. You can learn more about the show and about stage times at waltonartcenter.org. And we'll hear just a bit more from Jacob on Weekend Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning at 9 on 91.3.